Full Moon Cafe. Welcome, April diners, to the Full Moon Cafe. Wrap your jaws around knuckle roast of memory, garnished with blue-headed bats, castrated by small white ladies who lie on the table for mats. Cheer the return of the flesh-wearing ghost, refurbished and bearing the throbbing post that tickles, torments, taunts, and guides him. Make way for dirty old Adam, cold as the devil's prong and long as a widow's memory. Whatever he said before assuming corpse position should never, never be confused with a simple lie. Truth is in the telling. The specific subject and predicate are only a prop. This is the way the dead man rides, thump, 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 with a shiv stuck into his hump and his feet in a bucket of brains. Welcome, April diners, to the Full Moon Cafe. Maybe the wine is not so parlez-vous, but it does what wine is supposed to do, lets you get reasonably drunk without throwing up or going blind, wherefore we sing. Here's to the ladies we all adore, and a dirty old Adam who sleeps with a whore. Here's to the lady with sugar plum breath, and dirty old Adam who screws her to death. After this, it all gets ugly. Good to stay away, a couple or three dozen years. Let Elizabeth get on with the dishes. Adam Cadman, born of dust, raised in scandal, wed in lust, hanged, shot, stabbed, and drowned, stands arisen, duly crowned. Welcome, April diners, to the Full Moon Cafe, beneath a perpendicular shaft of tumescent lunar light, where the prodigious promise stands erect, topped off with subversive purpose, red-eyed and anatomically complete, the resurrection of human meat.